23-year-old Walter Orr Jr. came into JP's Hair Design on Madison's West Side for his usual trim. But owner Jeff Patterson invited him to try something new.
We also are doing blood pressure screenings today. You think you would go ahead and get it checked today while you're here?
You'll let me know if it's good, right?
Minutes later, Walter is sitting in a spare room while two student nurses talk him through the process. Nurse Laura Petrie wraps a monitor cuff snugly around his arm.
All right, I'm going to have you slip your arm in here.
All right.
As the cuff tightens, Petrie asks Walter about his activity level.
Do you like to say pretty physically active?
Yeah, we work out 6 days a week.
Okay.
Moments later, the cuff loosens and Petrie checks the monitor's reading against a chart. She then gives Walter the news.
It came out at 133/76. So because you haven't been diagnosed with diabetes or chronic kidney disease, your number falls in this yellow row here, which means that it's in the pre-hypertensive range, so it's slightly elevated.
JP's Hair Design is one of two largely African-American barbershops in Madison. Working with Edgewood College's School of Nursing and Public Health Madison and Dane County to help clients learn more about hypertension. Public health nurse Jennifer Weitzel-Blonick designed the program after learning of other efforts in Dallas, Baltimore, and New Orleans.
About 40% men and women, African Americans, suffer from high blood pressure, and that's much higher than any other race or ethnicity. And they tend to develop it earlier, and it tends to be more severe.
It leads to strokes, it leads to heart attacks. It's a silent killer. You don't know what's going on until pop.
Across town in Madison's south side, Clarence Brown rests on the steps of Style and Grace Salon. Like JP Hair Design, his business is helping African Americans keep an eye on their blood pressure. Brown himself has been trained on using the monitor and cuff, and figures he's screened about a dozen customers since the project began in May. He's hoping it'll help people out who normally wouldn't be able to check their blood pressure.
I think the biggest issue is the availability of health care than anything else. Because most of the African Americans that you're finding in the 25 to 35, 40 group are unemployed or working part-time. They don't have access to health care that I do.
That's not to say everyone's on board. Back at JP's Hair Design, Jeff Patterson is meeting resistance.
Nate, we also are doing blood pressure screenings today.
I don't need one.
Why don't you need a blood pressure screening?
Right now, I'm good. I have a nice heart. I'm being steady, still living.
Now, you know it can change within a week. Being able to monitor it can keep you healthy.
Do I have to?
It's up to you.
The customer, Walter Orr Jr., is glad he made the time. After consulting with the student nurses, he says he's going to cut down on his salt intake and include more cardiovascular exercises in his workouts.
I always have a thirst for knowledge, so I mean, it's good to know I had no idea that I was pre-hypertensive, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You just never think about this unless, you know, if JP didn't suggest that I go over here two times, I probably would have just skipped on now without him looking. But he made sure I got in here, and I'm thankful for that.
The blood pressure screening program is expected to last through mid-August. Coordinators hope to gather data on the screenings and follow-ups to design an intervention program for African Americans. If they can cut the rates of hypertension among blacks by half, that'll put them on par with the general population. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.